having to stop some guy that's getting on a roll now?
You know, week in and week out, we play against extraordinary backs, and we understand the challenge ahead of us. Arizona's playing great football right now. They're very confident in what they're doing, and you know, feeling good about, you know, where they're at. So, you know, for us going out to Arizona, we're definitely gonna have to stop the running game first and foremost, and you know, try to put the game in Liner's hands. But we definitely want to make them a one-dimensional team.
Yeah, but it's obviously making them more balanced, as you said, because mm-hmm. it's opened the passing game for guys like Brian Johnson, not just Anquan and Larry mm-hmm. Fitzgerald. So yeah. That's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah. Well, they have all the weapons in place to be a very explosive, if not the most explosive, offense in the NFL. And that says a lot, because there's a lot of great, you know, great players out there. But the nucleus of guys that they have, I mean, they can be great. And I think they're starting to show that now, as far as how they're moving the ball, how they're scoring points. And for us defensively, we're going to have to be very sound in what we do. Try to play mistake-free football, and everybody get to the football and hope for the best.
What on film are you noticing about Matt Leinart? Guys are saying that his biggest threat is his mind and his decision-making.
Well, he's making great decisions. You know, one thing that I truly like about the kid is he takes what you give him. He doesn't try to force a lot of throws. He takes what the defense gives him, and he keeps the chains moving, keeps his team on the field. And that's big in the NFL when you can do that. So, you know, for us, it's going to be trying to give him different looks, you know, and forcing him, you know, to do some things he doesn't want to do.
From watching him on the sidelines in the preseason, is there anything you can take from that game that you can
pull out? No, not at all.
I'm going to ask you about Rod. It seems, you know, lots of times teams go through losing streaks, through down parts, and people will complain or things will happen. Every time you bring up Rod's name, though, people kind of talk about it. Look at him. He's still out there working hard.
Yeah.
What's that about his personality?
Just the ultimate professional, man. Rod is, I mean, you've been around Rod. You know what type of guy he is. Rod is a no-nonsense guy that understands what it takes to win. And once you become a world champion, anything less than being a world champ, you know, is pretty much unsatisfactory. And that's the approach I think Rod takes week in and week out. You go out and prepare to win. If you go out and put yourself through game situations in practice, come Sunday, it becomes easy to you. And I think those are the things that Rod does. I mean, he's a guy that you know you can count on, and you know he's going to be there. And you know what you're going to get out of him week in and week out.
Sometimes the Nuggets game, sitting next to Rod, he was talking about he's in favor of the AI trade. Do you want to see that?
Hey, man, I'm a big basketball fan, man. I love to see AI here. But, you know, it's not my decision. It's all on the Nuggets, of course. So, but, you know, I'm happy with whatever they decide to do. If they decide to keep the guys that they have now, I'm happy with them. I have floor seats, so I'm all about it. And any type of excitement that they can bring to the game, man, I'm all about it.
How yeah. do you guys look at this as a playoff game this week?
Well, pretty much. The last three games are playoff games for us. We have to win the last three games, even have an opportunity to make the playoffs. And I think everybody understands that. And the approach this week has been a little different, a little more business-like, I believe, than it has the last couple weeks. And, you know, hopefully it'll turn out good for us.
Can you describe that a little bit more, as far as you said the approach has been more business-like? Can you be more specific?
Well, I think just guys are just a little more focused, man, because we know our backs are really against the wall now. And not saying the guys haven't prepared well and haven't been, you know, putting their all into practice week in and week out. But this week in particular, it's been very business-like.
Does that mean they've been better practices?
Just business-like, man. You know, when you go to work, man, you take care of business, man. Some days are better than others, right? So that's what it is, man. You know, just like us with football. Some days are better than others, but this week in particular has been great.
How did you feel after the game Sunday physically?
How did I feel? I really don't know, man. You know, it's after a loss, man, everything hurts. So, you know, I really don't know. But, you know, I'm in there, man. I'm still in there. I'm able to walk. I'm able to breathe. I'm able to see. So as long as I can do that, man, I'll
the
be
neck,
out there.
No problems with the neck or anything like that?
Ah, man, you know, it is what it is, man.